Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Clap your hands, all you people. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be, as in the presence of God, we want to lift up our hands and give Him the glory. Lift your two hands up and let us pray. Father, thank you. Oh Lord, I hunger for more of you. Rise up within me, let me know your truth. Oh Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the life of God, let it fill me now. Let your healing, let your healing power revive and let the peace. Father, we honor you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for your benevolence. We give you glory for life itself. We bless you for the purposes you have placed in us. Thank you for ideas. We give you glory for your favor. We even thank you for the time you have bestowed on us. This morning we celebrate your generosity and submit ourselves to your spirit and to the impartation of your word, the teaching of your word. We want to see Jesus, the Christ. We want to see the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Not the preacher, not the church. We stand here in the name of Jesus to submit the highest glory to you. May we be a representation of this nation. As we stand before your throne, have mercy on this country. Redirect us to the paths of righteousness, to the old paths, which our fathers walked on and found rest. I mean Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. I give you glory that you who have begun a good work will accomplish. We mute the power of every satanic order and trend. We come against the hosts of the enemy. Prevail, oh God, let your word grow mighty and prevail. In Jesus' precious name, I give you glory because you have begun a good work. And surely also you will accomplish. In the name of Jesus the Christ, somebody shout amen. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses is our foundation scripture for life. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Having read you that, allow me to read also Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, the Bible said, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. It is a joy to let you know that this is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We are transmitting live this morning from Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. We bring you greetings from the throne of God, especially to the people that are gathered here and our friends on television. We are live on Amanzan and Jen television, live also this morning on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM over Tampa, 92.5 Boom FM in the Volta region, 88.7. We're live on podcast, Telegram, and also on YouTube, Facebook. Good morning to all our friends from around the world. You may be seated in the presence of God. Allow me to build up the cause of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to be a very shaky morning. It's going to be bumpy. For those of you who fly a lot, when the pilot announces the fastening of your belt, everybody take your seat, including flight attendants, and it means that the flight is going to be rough. I had a flight one time where we had turbulence for 4 hours. The total flight was 6 hours, and we had turbulence for 4 hours. Food was not served, water was not served. It was a life-threatening flight or voyage. We were in the flight. The people who knew prayer prayed. The people who knew crying cried, because it was as if it was the last day. You know, but we that know our God, even though it was terrible and fearful, we knew that even if we died unto the Lord. Yeah, so this morning will be a little bit bumpy and turbulentic, but we will arrive safely. Hallelujah. We will definitely arrive safely. There is a particular phrase in the Bible that appears 74 times. As a matter of fact, when you study the Hebrew Bible, the Talmud, when you get into the Talmud, it even appears a lot more. It is the word Sila. It is our theme for this morning. And I want to put the fly on the screen and also on television, wherever, for all our friends to be able to follow exactly what we are talking about. Now, Sila is spelled as S-E-L-A-H. And the word, you know, typify, as a matter of fact, theologians have argued what the actual meaning is. It is a word, at the same time, it is a name. When it's a name, the meaning of the name is rock or boat. But when it becomes a word which the psalmist used a lot in the word of the Lord, as a matter of fact, in the book of Habakkuk, it is used, and quarters of certain books of the scriptures, it is also used. The meaning of Selah simply means pause or wait, and ponder or reflect on the above statement. So the songwriters can make a statement, and then they put Selah. They mean stop and pause and think or reflect on the statement that was just made above. And so for 74 times it appears in your Bible. There are statements in the word of the Lord that requires and demands that you stop and think about it. God has given everybody a very powerful brain. Your brain is an engine. That brain must be able to process anything and everything that God, in every event that he takes you through. And so he said, interestingly, in Proverbs chapter 6 and 6th verse the other day, he said, "Go to the end, that sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. The Bible said the ant does not have a guide. It does not have an overseer or a ruler. Put this in verse number 7 in GNT, and let me, you know, read verse number 7. He said, the ant has no leader. The ant does not have a chief. The ant does not have a ruler yet. But the ant stores its food during summer, getting ready for winter. But he uses a word in verse number 6. And I will go back to verse number 6. He said, lazy people, should you learn a lesson from the way ants live? But in King James, listen to exactly how he puts it in King James. The Bible said, interestingly, he said, consider. That word is the same word, sila. Consider, ponder, reflect, analyze, assess, bring it to an etymological assessment. We want to bring it to etymological dissection and, you know, introspection, retrospection. Pensim, pensim, baibem, nechineho. Really think about it. That there is a statement that seriously, thoroughly ought to be thought about. So he said, go to the end and consider the ways of, there are so many. I am going to use opportunity. I'm going to deal with 5 of them this Sunday. And then on Tuesday in the evening, I deal with 5 of them. There are 10 wondrous or amazing statements that have been made in the word of the Lord that I sit down and I ask, did he really say that? Did he really say that, or does he really mean that in the word of the Lord? One of those is James chapter 1 verse number 15. The Bible said, "Atono nyisanya ewu boni boni ni nya yue nyimi a ewu." Did he really say that? Yeah. Then lust, when it has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished or processed or developed, it develops and brings forth death. I sit down and I look at the way Ghanaian youth are dying like animals. There are things that I believe that if we should know and become cognizant of, I think that we can avert death prematurely. I wish the leaders of Ghana and this everybody that is here will be able to understand what I'm talking about. Did he really say that? Sila! Stop! And consider what he just said. 10 of that, and we deal with only 5 today. This is why Jesus said in Luke chapter 13:24, strive to enter into the narrow gate. I said, for many all over the world this Sunday, many wants to enter, but I say unto you, they shall not be able. Very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Fly! This was exactly what Jude was talking about in Jude. Jude is only one chapter. In the 3rd verse, you know, he made a submission in the word of the Lord. Jude chapter 1 verse number 3. The Bible said, beloved, when I gave all diligence right unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you to exhort you. And the Bible continues to say, relax. Exalt you, and I exalt you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. The same word as striving Oima, would you be asking any troubles? Nakono, any or how many dajun any asitremo, a dajun oniema. Messi, you will miss the Christ, miss your salvation when you super bana de gem. I'm telling you. Did I really make that statement? That the gem. This life is gravitating towards two destinations. I said in a way. Whether you become rich or poor, whether you become, you know, elite or illiterate, whether you become, you know, posh or rough, whether you become, no matter what, this life is gravitating towards two destinations. Whether you get a degree or not, let me congratulate all the new lawyers that were called to the bar over the, you know, past Friday. It was beautiful. People who have pursued academia, it is in the beautiful, especially all the women that were called to the bar. That is exciting to have, you know, some kind of gender balance, you know, to have women and, you know, to rise up to the bar and to be able to counter that assertion that people think that women belong to the kitchen and women are baby making machines and all that. We counter that, that women can also be pilots and preachers and lawyers and surgeons and doctors and neurosurgeons. Women can also be, you know, captains and commander-in-chief, chief justices, presidents, leaders of nations. Women can also be that. Why? Because a woman is an intellectual being. A woman is an astute being. A woman is a cognitive being. A woman is not yabampesie mami. No. A woman is your suitable helper. The woman is going to help you to accomplish that which you want to do. In other words, the woman is not a punching bag. The woman is not a doormat. The woman is not a filthy rug. The woman, and this is why we abuse a lot of women. In the past 14 days, look at the suffering. Women are suffering in the hands of foolish men. This morning, I came to talk to you. A woman is an intellectual being. Very sharp. He said in Proverbs chapter 31 and the last but one verse. I think it's verse number 17 or 20 something. The last but one verse of Proverbs chapter 31. The Bible said in verse number 30. No, you know, okay, vain is, go to the above scripture. He said, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelled them all. Another version says, many daughters have done well, but you precede them all. And my baby, I am dear, which ain't woman now. When you hear some Quran, he is grading, rating, 3-star, 1-star, 4-star, 5-star. There are rating. A day is coming. Their works will be rated. Jesus will be the judge, not Ghana Music Awards. Tiri Ekan. You are singing Riani Adi Amamo. And you are. Oh, sir. The God I am talking about is not the God of awards. I'm talking about the God of rewards. He will reward every man according to their works, not according to Nia. Not according to Nia. Nia, I say. You have that group of people, you know, and say that we are having a pastor's awards. I said, stick your nonsense somewhere. You didn't call me. You can't rate me. You can name me as the best pastor in Ghana. But what is God saying about me? That is far better and far preferable than your madness. Take your madness away. Do you know that an educational system of the Republic of Ghana can call you the best student, but you can be the worst candidate in life? Yeah. I know most of the guys who were the best in my class. I know most of them today, they are nothing in life. Yet, you see the school dropouts who the teacher said you will amount to nothing. They rather have become the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Oh, clap your hands in the house of God. I saw a submission that really blew my mind. Matthew chapter 8 verse number 11. Jesus said that many will come from the east and the west and sit down with Father Abraham, Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Did he really say that? Go to the previous verse. In the 11th verse, the Bible said, interestingly, did he really say that? People, turn it into amplified version. In the amplified version, listen, he said, I say unto you that many Gentiles will come from east and west and sit down to feast at the table and enjoy God's promises with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven because they accepted me as Savior. Then in the next verse he said, while the sons and heirs of the kingdom, the descendants of Abraham who will not recognize Jesus, will be thrown out into the outer darkness, in that place which his fathers removed from the kingdom. The Bible said there will be weeping in sorrow and pain and grinding of teeth in distress and anger. People will be in hell and still be angry with God. Still, they will be angry with God. Did he really say that? Stop, Selah, and think about it. There are people sitting in the house of God that will be thrown away. And the ones you don't respect, the people you feel are going to hell, will sit with Abraham. Montana sorry them na monfa nyaachom ne bayi konkonsa ni tan and a nutuo in your monfa ntana sorry them. They will throw you out of the kingdom. Yasofu ifa ye nya hini enumuko. I just told you the mind of God. Ghana sofu bebre are going to hell. I'm telling you. I see a life near human way, you move and do one way, and tell God will not hesitate to throw you into the fire. So when I read Malachi chapter 2 and verse number 7, the Bible said, interestingly, in the word of the Lord, he said, the priest's lips must keep knowledge. Let me read from verse number 5 so that you can have a better understanding. He said, my covenant is with the priest, you know, for with him of life and peace, and I gave them unto him for the fear wherein he feared me and was afraid before my name. In a sin verse, the Bible said, the law of truth is in the mouth of the preacher, the pulpit. He said iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and did turn many from their iniquity unto righteousness. But can you consider this? But the Bible said the priest's lips must keep knowledge, and they that seek the law at his mouth, for he is a messenger of the Most High God. In the 8th verse, the Bible said, but you have departed from the way and cause many to stumble. Oh, yes, of all, you are causing so many people to stumble. You are turning power brain, did ya? Yes, of all. There are many people pray. A young lady was telling us that the church she came from into Alabaster, the preacher looked at her and said, can you take off your panty? I want to see your genitals. Monsoma breu. Ananti ananti ama mumube breba. Can you take off your panty? I want to see your genitals, whether it is big or small. I mean, there are certain things that I think about that even common sense will not, you know, articulate most of the things that we are talking about. Very interesting. Very interesting. Let me just say, yeah, one more. I thought that we are servants of the Most High God who direct and navigate the course of righteousness. I thought we were supposed to be doing that job. I thought our job was not to convert the people's cars and the houses they live in and who is who and who is not who. I thought our job is not being in church and calling this one VIP, platinum, gold, and widow. Our job is not putting classes among people. They are souls and flock of the Lord. We lead them to greener pastures and still waters. That is our job. Our job is to teach them the word and the grace and the prayer, fasting. Our job is to teach them righteousness and purity and chastity and pristinity and sanctification and the fear of God and integrity. Your yes is yes, no is no. Our job is to take them into the kingdom of God. I thought that was our job. Our job is not to be visiting big parties and sitting on high tables, you know, discriminating. Why don't you also visit the poor people in their homes? Why don't we visit? We have become segregated, partial. This one, he lives at East Legon, West Legon, cantonments. We will visit them, gather all the prayer warriors in their house, and go and pray for wicked rich men, adulterous rich men, people who are siphoning and looting this nation. We gather prayer warriors around them. Why? Because they can give us something. The people who really need us will never find us. They will never find us. Rodros Mami Hill. I see eternity. It reminds me of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 6. The Bible said, Diawa Blanco Sieno. Oh, yeah, Tia. Put it in my language. Let me read it for you first. Wapia wabakoshi bakoshifu ewa ena munti. Wapia wabakoshi wanina muna wewu. Yeah. He that walks in pleasure. Back to he that lives in pleasure. That word is the word. The Bible said in the last day, they will be lovers of pleasure more than God. They that live in pleasure, even though he is alive yet dead. Shekiana! We are a partying nation. We love fun. We love pleasure. We are like Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh no, we are like Noah and his days. We love gathering, sweet, you know, music, dance. This is that generation. Sometimes we have forgotten ourselves that we are purchased with a high calling that is in Christ Jesus. He has bought us with a very precious commodity as his own blood. You have been redeemed and translated from the domain of darkness into the dear light of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you are dear now, Christ. All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. We should be able to know. This is what the preachers of Ghana should be telling us. This is what they should be telling us. We'll be our bag of you, even though they are praying, Libara Kalana Bahashkada, Ugbo. You are dead. It was exactly what he told the church of Sardis. Revelation chapter 3 verse number 1. Interestingly, he said unto the angel of the church of Sardis, write these things, saith he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Turn this into a different version. In this version, he says, let me read from verse number. This message is from he who have the seven spirits of God. I know what you are doing. I know that you have a reputation of being alive, even though you are dead. NLT. In the NLT version, listen to that. He said, I know all the things you do and that you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. NIV. In the NIV version, he said, I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. In a Message Bible, and then I am done. He said here, I see right through your work. You have a reputation for vigor and zest, but you are dead, stone dead. Dead. Pause and consider. Think about it. Stop and think about what he's saying. One of the very interesting things I saw was Matthew chapter 7 verse 13. I read a similitude to something this morning. But Jesus made a public announcement. He said, enter into the street gate. And wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And the Bible said, but many, many, many. The broad way, many. Eric, let me tell you something. I told this church many, many countless times. I said, I know how to excite you. I can preach something that can make you enthused and excited. There is something in this end time called church entertainment. It's not just dancing. Preaching messages that excites people is entertainment. Sugar-coated messages. Tell them prophecies they want to hear. You are entertaining yourself. The other day, God said to Ezekiel, and to Isaiah, Jeremiah, one of them, he said, these people see you like an entertainer. You are like somebody who is skilled on the instrument and you are like a comedian before them. Entertainment. Say nice things. Then you are their pastor. When I see the Broadway, you have a wife, you have a girlfriend, people on the Broadway. And sometimes I wonder, are you not afraid? That somebody's husband you are following, are you not afraid of the anger of God? God kills you. I'm telling you. Ghana software will not but tell you that God is a killer. But I just told you. God, he can kill anyhow. He can thrust a sword in your heart. He can take you through Kumasi. By the time you return, your legs are not there. God can do that. When I say things like, somebody, God cannot do that. No problem. No problem. When he starts it, you will take it the hard way. God is a killer. I told Ghana. Cheat on your wife all you can. The day the Lord will wrap the cords to your heart round about his hands, You know you have come under vengeance. The people that will, you know, come to extreme scrutiny are the abusers of the grace of God. The people that abuse God's grace. He said in the book of Revelation, he that is living in wickedness, let him continue. And he that is living in righteousness, let him continue. I am coming quick. My reward is with me to give unto every man according to their works. Can we continue what I am reading in the book of Matthew? Verse number 14 now. Matthew chapter 7, I'm in verse number 14. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And the Bible says, few. Can you imagine that? Few. There are many people sitting here, but only few people have found it. Another version. No. Go to the next verse. My time. Let us work. The Bible went forward and said, beware of false prophets. I will not talk about false prophets, but there is a lesson in the passage. Watch here. He said, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. In the 16th verse, the Bible said, you shall know them by their fruits. And here, he is not only referring to false prophets. He is talking about a young lady who wants to accept the proposal of a young man. You will know them by their fruits. The young man that is looking for a wife, you will know them by their fruit. By their fruit. A man can open his mouth and tell a woman, coffee and mac baby. If you try me, I will kill you. The man is already exhibiting fruits. Can't you see? But because he's giving you money and he has a Mercedes and a Range Rover, your conscience is dead. I'm talking to the wives. You give money to people and they squander the money. That is fruit. But the authority guys are worthy. That is fruit. That is fruit. That is fruit. They are exhibiting fruit. Sometimes, if people move bow one more to the point, say, yeah, to offering, that will be one kind of kakra. None of your fruits need people. In here. Kwasi your fruits, you know. In here. That is fruit. One abba, abba. Now the and yet duku nu ebono no. Don't be deceived by that. Obo duku natadi sin in us about what pay for. I told you that. Or pay for fruits. You will know them by their fruit. This is not a message to be jumping around throwing money on the altar. No. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 7. You know, this is a time of reflection. Chapter 7 verse 1. It is better to go into the house of mourning. Go to verse number 2. It is better, the Bible said, better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of feasting or party. For that is the end of all men. But I like the last one. And the living, last line, living will lay it in his heart. The living will lay it in his heart. Interesting. Fashawa kumim. Ponder over it. Reflect. Sila. Think about it. And as you have a trance on that, and we come to hear the preacher, you know, screaming and perspiring, and we close and get up and go home, and that's said, no! Your God, your Lord is coming sooner than you think, and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. According to their works. Oh, you can clap your hands. According to your Praise the name of the Lord. I love Matthew chapter 24, but my favorite among all the verses is verse 31. Matthew 24, verse 31. The Bible said, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of trumpet, and they shall go and gather his elect from the four winds of the and from the four ends of heaven, one to another. These are not celestial angels. These are Kofi Udru. Bishop, these are Sumesidat. They are the angels, and they have a great sound of a trumpet. We are here gathering God's elect. Not buffalo free, so the people that are screaming the truth of Christ this morning are angels. They are gathering God's elect. And when we say we are gathering God's elect, there are people, everybody, when you are going to travel, you prepare before you travel. Nobody wants to travel and they just get up and they are in the airport. No. You prepare. When we were kids, when we were going on vacation in our hometown, we prepare even 1 month before time. Our bag is there. You are putting things one, you know, at a time. You prepare. What kind of trip is it that you guys are embarking on and there is no preparation? So what he is doing is helping you. He has sent people to come and help you pack. Where your dress, where your brazier, we will help you to pack it. You left your toothbrush, you left your toothpaste, we are helping you to pack. Do you realize when your mom or your wife, you will always say, have you taken your this, have you taken that, are you sure, have you double checked? They are the angels. We are trying to help you to pack. Oftentimes your suitcase is packed, but it's only full of rubbish. Things you don't need, so we open it and rearrange. We take things out. I am here asking you to take anger out, asking you to take evil eye out, asking you to take envy out, jealousy out. Take it out. Take it out. Last Thursday and Friday, as a matter of fact, the whole of last week, the Church of Pentecost had a conclave meeting at the Pentecost Convention Center. They were to acknowledge and appreciate the people that have worked in the church for years, and also to renew their commitment and their vow unto Almighty God and to the service which they are pursuing. Church of Pentecost have not less than over 26,000 churches. 26,000. I don't think there is any church, possibly, in their local assemblies, they have crossed, when they meet in community, they have crossed over 300,000. On that week, in this past week, they retired most of their past apostles, including Apostle M. Intume, the former chairman of the Church of Pentecost. As a matter of fact, he is the fourth chairman of the Church of Pentecost. In a wheelchair, still serving in a wheelchair. He retired after serving the church for 39, almost 40 years. Are you clapping? They retired close to 40 apostles. And those apostles, the least that served the church was 25 years. The most was over 40 years. And they have served the Lord. Then Chairman Yamiche was re-elected, but whilst before the election, he was bringing a word of appreciation, because those are the people that the Bible talked about in Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 7. He said, remember them which have ruled over you, who have spoken the word of the Lord to you, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. I want to read this in a different version than in my language. The Bible said, remember your former leaders who spoke God's message to you. Think back on how they lived. Think back on how they lived. When I watched that conclave at the Church of Pentecost, I said, His Excellency, my President, Nana Akufo-Addo, must march all his ministers into a conference like that. Go and learn. Go and learn. Wives must sit in a meeting like that. Show my brother, put it in my language. Let me read them down. You know, he said, Mon kain penny for our cow when Yanko pass and chiremo. Mon show my brother, where we in Sia Wunji be. Show my brother, where we shena brabo. And now, software cast us, you know, Munti, you make an end, you may. No, shena brabo, shena yirena wadi and ma, shena brabo. Messia ni jibie, shena brabo. I want to ask. Do the was saying, na meet me at home, Papa, pay dear, but they move for. Shenabra, baby. As you're looking at an argument that people were making the other day, they were debating that this assumption, see, possibly is a man of God. This one is a. You know, he was not a preacher, but he was like a servant or a messenger. Messenger, you see one. I'm telling you, you have a very nasty life. I do not want to follow. He said, look at them. Look at their life, their character, and emulate them. Learn from them. Learn from their example. This is the essence of Christianity. Learn from them. Somebody has served the Lord for 40 years. I saw a young man, 20-something years boy, criticizing the Catholic Church plus the Church of Pentecost. I said, you better shut your mouth. Somebody has built 26,000 buildings. You can open your mouth and criticize them. You don't even have a single room where you sleep. You better stop your nonsense. You think that ministry is quoting scriptures? And that's stupidity. Because Louis Farrakhan can even quote scriptures. You feel minima confue quote to Bible. You feel like preaching is just quoting scriptures and people are excited akwanu in Bible. Stop your nonsense. Stop your nonsense. Judge me. You think that. Do you know what it means to pastor a church? Only one church. Do you know what it means to pastor you that are sitting here? That for somebody to be pastoring over 300,000 churches. Do you know what it means? All the nonsensical voices that rose up against Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Do you know what it means to start one church? Buy one plot of land and build a church building, buy instrument and preach unto people. Do you know where we are coming from this morning? Do you know what it takes for somebody to bad dress up, put your children in a car and drive to this place? If God does not touch your heart, you will never come here. Because you can quote scriptures. Do you think that is ministry? Let me give you the next 20 years and see whether that zeal will still be alive. With time, time will tell. Put your pride aside. What's the most common penny for? Judge me. Time on penny for our Kenya, me as some children. Even in the police service, there is seniority. Corporals, lines corporals, sergeants, you know, inspector, chief inspector, ESP, whatever. It goes up to the top. In everything, there is seniority. Meet people who have been in other. Yes, sir, Papa. Yes, sir, Papa. Yeah. Shoma Bravo. Shana Bravo. Share how the Church of Pentecost can be in a country like Ghana, but they are in the Philippines. They are in Cagayan de Oro in the Philippines. They have built churches all over the place. They are in countries like China, Russia, Chechnya, Ukraine. They are even in war. They are still operating. Serious. Dr. Niso said. Of the Victory Bible Church, Bishop Taki Aboy's son, who is also a pastor, was telling us a story the other day, because he studied as a medical doctor outside. When he went outside for his medical education, he was attending Church of Pentecost. Your children, my pastor's sons are also doctors who studied in Ukraine, and they were also attending the Church of Pentecost. Now we'll be Tiano Kekensi, Unufa Church of Pentecost. You know, how many Ghana are buying a free president, a ye in Kroma Ababe Sibiuda, our tissue. A Musain, Etimikura, Etimid, the short time of Pentecost, Baye, Etimiatoniema, Roman Catholic, Anasa, ICGC, Anasa, Solid Rock, Anasa, Royal House, Anasa, Action, Anasa, Charismatic Evangelism. I met Pastor Isaiah Ofosu-Kwache's father, Bishop Ofosu-Kwache Senior, and his wife. When I met them, I saw glory on people. Glory on people. This generation don't respect anything. This is why you are dying like chickens. Chickens. Yemushe! Yemushe. I was having seven, seriously. My heart breaks. And it really brings me, when I saw the hatred and the banter going on in political parties in Ghana. And I saw, the reports they are debating concerning Galamsey. Professor Frimpong Boateng has written something. And, the other ministers are saying, don't call me a small boy. Minia, TABA, gray hair is an authority signal. If your father rebukes you, take it in good faith. Take it in good faith. There were people before you came. Take it in good faith. Who papa says so kasa in yano? Despite your nonsensical politics in yano, you can say your madness in your room. Don't come out and also come and flex your muscles. Enchani a tini petru mubi. Enchani a shewu nipa anu e diyani. Nipa. Me shema hantana amu huti miye mnama. Mangwa siyafu emu nitiri. Shewu ma brabo e wye. Siyawo. Don't you think that some of these people should be given opportunity to lead? And this will be a discovery Church of Pentecost. You discover DC Nuet. You discover MC Nuet. When they were retiring, these apostles, they never said, this apostle, we took him here, but he went to mess up. So no, there was nothing like that. Apostles, they are retiring them. These are real generals, gallant soldiers. They have a reward in heaven and on earth. Siawam! Siawam. Every year, we're betting Tanawam, or Taina. Kusiawam. Sit down, learn. There are people, old people. A papa Penimu with gray hair. Reverend Metal is his name. He walked in here one day and looked at me. He says, son, I have never met him before. He says, son, when I hear people like you, we have hope that the work that we have done has continuity. I don't know him. First time. And yes, why are you calling me son? I am bishop. Then stop your nonsense. Show my brother. We say we don't know how can tamang to koto castle choir frata dia. Now the chief butu is here as he bishop. Roger, not talking about baby. I mean, we know the area. Because bishop, archbishop, find a good thing. Bishop, where are you free? What are your works? Stop boasting of your tools and start boasting of your work. Let your work speak. Because we have a bomb. May you suffer and come a quail of us. Can you congratulate me? Tin by heart. Never. As I close. Yeah, Titin by a moment to Timon branching now. You were Bamoso, Opa, so if you can can him. Mamoha, Matunis and Gunas, so train war. Tell them. Catch it all. Do be up to them crew and what time it do praises. I have joy. We need joy. Oh, boring the war coming. Tiani, you don't have joy. The people who have joy, they also have love. The people who have love, they also have kindness. The people who have kindness, they also have patience. The people who have patience, they also have gentleness. The people who have gentleness, they also have long-suffering. And their self-control, they have that. Am I preaching to a church? Somebody scream! You can't sleep with your own husband. I have joy. You don't have joy. Robert Dross. You don't have joy. Oh, Jim Pony. Yeah. Last night we watched the documentary, and the documentary was about a husband, you know, whose wife was denying him sex. This guy went out and messed his family, took girls, and, you know, destroyed a beautiful life. Tia sorted them. Mwadiane for your own husband. Cook. You can call your own husband, hi, babe. Hi, dear. Hi, sweet. Your best cutlaries are meant for visitors. You are interested. You are very interested. Who is the visitor in particular coming to your house? Your husband don't deserve the best glasses, the best napkins, the best plates. You serve your husband water with a plastic cup. And when visitors come from America, you serve them with glasses. We shot it. Don't let your husband ask, who are we expecting today? Let your husband come to a home full of love and acceptance. Then your tongue speaking and your prayer and fasting will be meaningful. Then that is what is godliness. That is what it is. And we know portraying ourselves as if we are Christians, but we are not. You know, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. This is why we are very interesting. As I close, oh, you can clap your hands. One more grab, people. Hebrews 13:7 should be one of your very favorite scriptures. Remember them that have rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you. He said, follow their faith, considering the end of their life. Turn into a different, you know, NLT possibly I will appreciate. He said, think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow their example. Follow their example. Christian Adoteta has been in the ministry for 46 years. Follow her example. Look at her life and follow her example. Shenabrabo. Enya maware ne mejai chenama. No! Unkwa ukuru ni mwesei. Emema sayin the hell. I'm asking the young lady sitting here, how many young men are funding your bills? Footing your bills? I want to ask. Somebody gave you money and you are bringing it as your tithe this morning. And the person, somebody's husband and another person, this, that. I'll go and give their money back to them. Go and give their money back to them. Tell them God does not need your money. Somebody is crying because of you. You should be thinking about that. She will be a dear money and a yana show them now. Nyame prepare what the woman will be you. You will reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow. You want respect? Give respect. You want time? Give time. You want attention? You better give it first. Then the fruits begins to emanate. And this is why he said that judgment will begin from the house of God. It will begin with the preachers first. We, before it comes to you. It will start from us. And I look at the way we all worship money. Now, when people don't have money, this is why we are all fighting for prime locations in town. Who are the guys that are going to plant churches in Brewenia, Sogakope? Who are going, the guys who are going to Dambai, Pasa, and all those places? Who are going to be the guy that will plant churches in those places? Everybody want to land in Airport Residential, Airport City, East Legon, Canton, and Sphincter's Road. What about the dumb, the deaf? How do they hear the gospel? You know, I mean, I'm looking at Omoe retirement. None of them had a beef with anybody. I see a life near the internet. This pastor has a beef with that, and we are feeding bloggers. These small boys are feasting on our nonsense. They are hearing this morning. You guys are feeding on nonsense. Mama Comfort is this. Let me see what he said to Mama Lizzie. And more views and YouTube are paying you. Because to get a content that will bring traffic to your page every day, no. Chale uwe juma u. Uwe juma. Nini wanka my papa koji asasi wa nsawa. The doba nchifu. I'm telling you. And these people are feasting on the nonsense of people. Pastor Asumesi, I've said this to this. Pastor Asumesi, I've said that to this. And souls are perishing. Souls are going to hell. And we don't think about it because we are so selfish and self-centered. God bless me. Me. That's all we think about. What about others? Bless our homeland, Ghana. Make our nation great and strong, Pastor Steve. Do you realize that if the National Cathedral does not come up and President Akufo-Addo leaves office, that will be a reproach? The Bible says, and this man said he was going to build and could not build. For almost 7 years, cathedral is still at foundation level. It's not fun. There is a national mosque. There is not a national cathedral. When we are all dead and gone, the people that will come after us will ask, what did they do? And it's the buildings that will speak. The work will speak. The bridges, the hospitals, the schools will speak when we are gone. So don't laugh as a Christian when that cathedral is still at foundation. We should rather be angry with Obia where the cathedral is. We. And I'm going to say this, Your Excellency, even if you don't build this cathedral, from our pockets as Christians, we will raise that cathedral. Yeah. I drove, you know, I go to South Africa. The biggest mosque is in Europe. The biggest mosque in Europe. When I saw the mosque, I said, this is a statement. Islam has made a statement. When I drove from Midrand, we were driving to Pretoria. I saw six big mosques in South Africa. They are making a statement. We are here ridiculing and talking nonsense against cathedral. What is the Christian statement in this country? I want to ask. I was driving from Dubai to Abu Dhabi and I saw the most beautiful mosque in the world. The whole floor is gold. Islam has made a statement. What about Christians? The devil has made it. Let them fight among themselves. Create confusion against them. To the point that the Kufuor will finish two terms and the cathedral is not built. Let another government come and let them cancel it. It's a war against Christianity. You don't know what I told you. So a day will come. You are going to see all kinds of things. A Akonfor and then Buddhist and then Baha'i and then whatever. And very soon, already all our Christian mission schools are gone. No Christian school now. You call this Christian school. At first, if you brought your son and your son had Afro hair in a Catholic school, he will not be admitted. Afro kekeu will not be admitted. You're backing up a soul in front of the parents and cut that fire down. In front, where is it? As for Presbyterian and Methodist schools and all that, forget it. The virtues of Christianity gone. Now you can have weed smokers in Presbyterian schools, rapists in Presbyterian schools. Then when somebody finish a Presby school, they are more than a catechist. Big, like I said before, they don't call you ritual group presence. You know, will be a first who answer presence. No, the moment they say Elizabeth, you answer with a scripture. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Comfort from Paul. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Rita Odro. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Wilberforce Ousuansa. The Lord is my fortress. He has become my salvation and he is my shield. Scriptures. By the time you finish, we wine Kuranua. They have planted something in you. That's close. I tell government, give back the mission schools, give it back to the church. Minima de kura mo atimi ayama mission schools in a free time wa moje from President Rawlings. The minima juma maye wo mission school. Give the schools back to the church and let the church run their school. Obi cham person wo dia babi jina ho be ahin egosi amen wa bona sumuto kru. Nothing can be said about that. Obe kono take at least school, Presbyterian school, that you know obi entimin ka ho. Where is discipline? Very soon people will be going to school naked and they will say that is their faith. Which product does not have standards? Whole Ghana, we have a whole board called Ghana Standards Board. Sorry, upon sorry. Sorry, you know, why have you killed my child? Huh? Your two hands are on your heart. Prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Make us your temple. Make us your temple. Now open your mouth and begin to talk to God. I'm going to say this whilst you are praying. You will stand before God and answer. There's a judge waiting to receive you. His name is Jesus. Heal me and I'll be healed. Save me and I will be saved. Wash me with hyssop and I will be clean. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Order my steps in your word. Order my steps. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing. Father, I pray. With your two hands on your heart, I would love us to pray for this country. And let's do it with our national anthem. Can you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana that is on the altar of the Lord and pray for this country? Remember to pray for my president and ask God's grace and protection for his life and his family. We are praying that grace will abound as never before for this country. May the Lord help our cause and restore us again. Restore our fortunes. In the name of Jesus. Master, show us your glory. Visit this nation. Stretch your hand on us speedily. Do us good, we pray. And Father, we honor you for your grace. If you are watching me this morning from any part of the world, or even in this building, and you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Christ is not your Lord. Your name is not in the book of life. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want to make it right with God. You want to reconcile with the Holy One of Israel. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer with us. I'm asking your favor, your kindness, your blessing. Show us your increase. This nation is before you, and we are asking for restitution. Pray for my president. I'm asking for the outpouring of your increase and glory. Touch the sinner the backslider, the prisoner, the person that is sick in the hospital or home, and let the miraculous melt down on them in the name of Jesus the Christ. Above all, I pray that the light of Christ will shine in every darkness. For righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach. I bless you for this week, that whatever your people touch will be a blessing. Go ahead of them and prepare a straight path before them. May they reap the fruit of their expectations. In Jesus' precious name, I give you thanks that you have begun a good work, and surely also you will accomplish. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. The sweet melodies of Atampa Radio, Boom FM, Amansan and GN Television. Thank you for joining us. Facebook, good morning. YouTube and Podcast Telegram. We are grateful to have all of you with us. Our next service is the F5 service. It starts at 9 o'clock. Transmission time, 9:30. Don't miss that as well. Fellowship with us in any of our branches that is close by you. In Sawem, next to the Nurses Quarters, North Carnation, in Alabaster International School, near the CMB Flats. At Pantan Junction, we are next to the Greater Grace Hospital. At East Legon Hills, Santor Road, we are next to the OK Block Factory. We are also at Unyansana, at the Yauman School Park. We are also at Chairman Estate in the United Kingdom. You can fellowship with us at the Middle Park Community Center in Eltham. And the Lord will bless you. Right here in this house also, join me as I share God's word with you in Jesus' name. You can join us for our offerings this morning, 0249 80 9911, the 0249 80 9911, or 059 229 6667, 059 229 6667. On Tuesday, I'll be continuing with this message and the teaching of God's word at our non-denominational Bible study, as we even proceed on Wednesday at Forest and Bible Kasi at the Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp. From all of us here at the Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Temple, Alabaster International Ministry, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes a time. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. You say your lifestyle, you on my womb. The youth of Ghana going through. I am Shishi. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome, three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we boduku, stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. The soul is important.
This
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.